This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Today I'm laughing my ass off at the unhinged, insane left out at UC Berkeley and how these thugs have torched part of their own campus, and they have shut down the speech by Milo Yiannopoulos, my favorite dangerous faggot. The guy's great. The guy's brilliant. And he's playing these leftists like a fiddle. They're playing right into his hands. Mwahaha. I mean, Milo has provoked this in a genius way. He has set the stage to motivate the left to demonstrate who they really are, which is insane, violent, anti-law, anti-civility, anti-free speech, anti-American communist haters and thugs and rioters and looters. And that is what the campus left is today. And no one has brought this out better than Milo Yiannopoulos on his dangerous faggot tour. So kudos to Milo Yiannopoulos. Put out some positive hashtags for this guy. He is absolutely brilliant. He is amazing. He is, and he's not even American. I mean, the guy is, he's a Brit, right? And he's in the United States on a work visa, I believe. He's not a citizen. I don't think he has a green card. But he's here teaching America what is wrong with the radical left, the fringe of America. And he's doing it in genius fashion. Absolutely brilliant. And that's why I like this guy so much. You might think that's odd. You know, here I am, someone who's almost twice his age, but I'm into free speech. You know, I'm a conservative on many principles, although I'm an environmentalist in terms of being anti-pesticides and so on, but I don't fall for the climate change hoax. You know, I'm a social libertarian, which means I'm not opposed to gay marriage or gay people or anything of the sort. Very open-minded about people's individual choices and individual freedoms, but I'm not of the generation of Milo Yiannopoulos. Why do I like this guy so much? Because he's got courage. I don't care about his wardrobe and his hair and his flair and all that stuff. Some other people might be intrigued by that. I'm intrigued by the guy's mind. And his mind is, he's incredibly intelligent, but he's also just wicked enough to be able to whip these leftists into a kind of salivating fervor that causes them to go berserk and pull off their fake social masks and show the world who they really are with bare teeth and all. And that's what's beautiful about this. It is delicious. This is like liberty cuisine served on a chilled plate with high-end vinaigrette on the side. I mean, this is amazing. And just to give you the facts of what actually happened. So Milo was going to give a speech as part of his dangerous faggot tour at UC Berkeley, which was supposed to be sort of a bastion of free speech in America, right? That's what college campuses are supposed to be, the free exchange and free flow of ideas where no one is censored and everyone can speak their mind and explore a diversity of cognitive beliefs and perceptions of the world to achieve greatness through discourse, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's what it's supposed to be, right? What it really is a bunch of insanely violent, hate-filled, bigoted, intolerant leftists setting fire, throwing books. And some of them actually burn Milo's books while calling him a fascist, and they fail to see the irony in that, which is also rolling on the floor hilarious. And they pepper sprayed Milo's supporters who are talking to cameras, that someone just walks up and pepper sprays them right in the face. Seriously, this is what the left does. They throw smoke grenades and flares, and they don these hoods, and they look like terrorists, basically. And then they invade the physical space. They breached the opening to the speech location, and they rushed in like terrorists. And Milo, whose security team includes ex-Navy SEAL guys, had to evacuate him, of course, for his own personal safety. And I understand that, too, because I actually hire security guards when I speak in public as well. And so I've had a lot of private conversations with a lot of military guys, personal security, executive security, highly trained guys. And I happen to be highly trained, too, you know, in handgun tactical combat, hand-to-hand combat, you know, you name it. So I've had a lot of experience with these guys. I know exactly what kinds of red flags they see out there. When people start throwing smoke bombs and donning hoods, you know, like face masks, ski masks, and rushing in, security guys say, it's time to exit, Milo. Let us exit quickly before we have to shoot these MFs. You know what I mean? And by the way, it might come to that at a future event, which would be quite justified, frankly. And all these people rushing in to attack, and probably the leftists would love to beat Milo and murder him. You know, they literally want to murder or strangle him or something. And to see a couple of them actually just shot in the chest would, you know, by security guards would not be surprising to me. Would not be surprised. And of course, the left would blame Milo if that were to happen. Oh, it's his fault. He hired men with guns. All the protesters wanted to do was beat him a little bit. And by the way, so CNN, when they report all of this, they call it protesters practicing the time-honored art of verbal dissent. No, they are criminal thugs. They are violent assault teams of criminals who happen to also be students and sometimes teachers at UC Berkeley. And I'm just waiting for that day when a Trump supporter pulls out a concealed Glock 19 and just lays a few rounds into some assholes that are trying to pull this off at some other event. I'm just waiting for that, because when that happens, I'm going to say, thank God for the Second Amendment. Thank God people have concealed weapons for self-defense. And you know what? Probably there might be a message in that for leftists, that if you're going to commit mass violence, if you're going to assault, and you're going to pepper spray innocent people, and you're going to throw smoke grenades, and you're going to throw flares, which can start fires, of course, and if you're going to be thugs and engage in this type of criminal felony behavior, sooner or later, listen carefully, you are going to get shot. Why? Because you deserve it. Because you absolutely have earned getting some lead coming back your way, because you're behaving like criminal thugs. And so I'm just waiting for that day to happen. And I'm just watching, and just, I'm not provoking it. I'm not calling for it. I'm not hoping for it. But I'm watching Milo play these people like a master manipulator, if you will, getting them so outraged and so riled up that sooner or later, this is going to go kinetic. Trust me on that point. At some point, this is going to go kinetic. What do I mean by kinetic? Well, I don't know. Two-way firing range? I don't know. And guess what? When that happens, the left, they don't have guns. They're afraid of them because guns aren't allowed in their safe space gun-free zones. And they don't know how to use guns. And they're going to condemn anyone who shoots back, because you're not allowed to defend yourself when you're hated by the left. Because the left is tolerance, you see. Hatred is tolerance. Just want to get that point across very clearly. In fact, I have an entire, a meme on all of this, sort of modeled after 1984, George Orwell, War is Peace, and so on. And it goes like this for the left. Let's see. Conformity is diversity. Hatred is tolerance. Consensus is fact. And I was thinking about adding a new one too, which is quite interesting, called obedience is achievement. So I might add that in there and have four different lines, but sooner or later, the violence and hatred and aggression of these leftists is going to be met with someone who says, no, not going to let you punch me in the face, not going to let you pepper spray me in the eyes, not going to let you bloody my friend over here in the parking lot by beating him to a pulp, not going to stand here and do nothing while you commit mass violence, felony assault against myself or my friends. What I'm going to do is introduce you to Mr. Glock and a double stack magazine full of hollow point 9mm ammo. And that will be the day that probably the left will go totally berserk. How dare you defend yourself? How dare you shoot back in defense of your life? Because according to the left, you see, you have no rights unless you agree with them. Unless you're obedient to the leftist agenda, you have no right, not even a right to a First Amendment, which is why they're shutting down Milo Yiannopoulos' speech. And you certainly don't have a right to a Second Amendment if you don't agree with the left. And so this all makes me wonder, by the way, what is a degree worth from the University of California at Berkeley if the students and staff of that university are really just violent criminal thugs? Like, seriously, what? I mean, I have many, many dozens of people on my payroll. Would I hire a graduate from the University of California at Berkeley after seeing this kind of nonsense? No, don't think so. In fact, I pretty much don't hire anybody from the entire state of California because I find that none of them want to work. They want to be paid for doing nothing. They have a lazy entitlement mentality, and that's probably something they picked up, well, at college, like University of California, Berkeley. It's a lazy entitlement, socialistic, communistic kind of philosophy, which is exactly why they hate someone coming in and trying to teach them to think for themselves. And that's what Milo does with absolute genius creativity. He challenges you to think for yourself and stop blindly swallowing the dogma and propaganda of the college campuses. So Milo dares to walk into a room full of students and hold up a mirror to those students, metaphorically speaking, and ask them, look in the mirror and notice how incredibly stupid you all are. This is what Milo does, and he does it better than anybody else. And so it's only a matter of time, I predict, before something like this unfolds at another Milo Yiannopoulos event. And it's going to be fascinating to hear the left whine and scream and cry that one of their violent, aggressive thugs was shot and killed by a Milo Yiannopoulos security guard or a Health Ranger security guard, you know, bodyguard. And they're going to cry and scream and whine. And guess what? They're going to call for more violence. And then more people are going to get shot. And they're going to call for more violence. And even more people are going to get shot because they're too stupid to learn from their mistakes. That's why they keep losing. That's why they have nothing to offer society. That's why the term progressive is hilarious. It's regressive. It's anti-evolution. It's going backwards. So, you know, hey, the left wants to declare a war of violence in America? Want to start a civil war? Because I've heard a lot of leftists say that. They want to assassinate Donald Trump. They want to strangle Milo Yiannopoulos. They threaten me. I've been threatened many, many times. Really, you want to start that war with conservatives? Guess what? You're going to lose that war. You don't want to start that war. Really, really, trust me on this point. You don't want to go to war with all the veterans, all the cops, all the active duty, the Marine Scout snipers. You don't want to go to war with all the Second Amendment supporters who also happen to want to express their First Amendment because they'd rather talk about solutions, where you on the left, you want to commit mass violence. And you're anti-gun. Isn't that interesting? You claim you don't like gun violence, but what you do like is, I guess, fist violence and baseball bat violence and pepper spray violence and setting fires to things and looting and spraying Nazi graffiti with false hate crime hoaxes on your own dormitories. That's the left. Perfectly demonstrated by the University of California, Berkeley. Perfectly demonstrated. Note to the left, every time you attack Milo Yiannopoulos with this kind of violence and looting and censorship, you lose. You lose credibility. You look like pathetic fools. You lose any perception of being morally correct or ethically grounded in your opposition. You are nothing but mindless thugs. You are violent aggressors. You are criminal thugs who happen to have paid tuition at a losing, failing university that has taught you absolutely nothing of any practical purpose for the real world. You will end up a failure or perhaps shot dead if you attack someone and they fight back in self-defense. Your life as a snowflake, crybully, social justice warrior has no meaning. It has no purpose. You have achieved nothing. You will win nothing, and you are worth nothing unless you change and start to become an individual who can think critically and do something that matters in this world and stop being a prostitute pawn of the false narrative agendas of the liberal left. Your life is absolutely meaningless until you change. Be something. Be something that matters. Be something like Milo. Milo's life matters. He's demonstrating things that matter. He's teaching society lessons that matter. Maybe you can matter. Maybe you could do something that isn't rooted in idiocy and liberalism and false narratives of the left. That would be an education worth paying for. Maybe one day the universities in California will actually start providing educations for their students, instead of turning them into violent criminal thugs, some of whom will end up shot dead. That's my lesson for today. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Yes, you can quote me on everything I said, as long as you quote it in context, and I do mean every word that I said. Check out my work at trump.news, newstarget.com, and of course, naturalnews.com. Take care and stay safe.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that
because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.